All right, Keith. Podium finish tonight. Not only that, you finished the race, and the car is in one piece, and apparently mechanically sound.
Yeah, we had a good night. We've been off the last couple weeks, and we found some issues with the car. Chris did. And we came in, we made the changes, worked all day yesterday, and came and tested last night. And we weren't real good. It wasn't a night and day fix. We had to work on it last night and made a bunch of runs and a bunch of changes and got it going good by the end of the night. So I thought we were in good shape coming into tonight. And we had a good night. The car was real good and a little loose through most of the race getting off. But other than that, it was solid.
One thing to be fast, but another thing to be raceable. Is the car raceable?
Yeah, I think so. It's... We were under Muldoon on one of the restarts and almost had him. And if there are more cars out there, we're getting some lap traffic, and then we could race a little bit. But when you're all going as fast as we were going, it's very difficult, obviously, to pass. So.
Yeah, so that's one thing I was thinking of, the fact that people can say it can be a great race with the car count doesn't really that matter, but it takes away the lap car aspect. So many races have been won and lost through lap traffic.
Yeah, I think that's where when you go down to about 18 cars when you should have 24, you don't get into the lap traffic, obviously, and that's going to, lap traffic creates good racing. I mean, it's been proven for a long time. So I hope the car counts can come back. That's I don't like coming here and only seeing, not only a little low on supers, but this limited pit back here is kind of a ghost town. We pushed back to the tech area, and there's like no cars back here. It's really weird. I hope the Speedway can. I think they're going to work on some stuff and hopefully make some good positive changes for next year.
Chances for next week, 10 grand on the line.
Well, as good as chance as anybody. We'll see how it goes. If we can get a good starting spot, and see who we're behind when the green comes out, and if we can pass them. Lavery was really, really good tonight. A few weeks ago when he beat me, he wasn't nearly as good that night as he was tonight, at least from my view. So he's found something, and obviously Muldoon was really fast, and then the Hawk cars, obviously, most of those guys are always fast, so it'll be interesting, but we're about as good as anybody right now.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your third-place run tonight?
Chris Osedek, and car owner and crew chief, Chris, does a great job, and can't thank him enough, of course, and my dad, and Brian Osedek, and John Coe, and all our crew, and all our fans, and Cam's Pizzeria. We get a free pizza and wings when we come up here, and it's a lot better than North Carolina pizza, so thanks to them too.